The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
And welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey. And we are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on the show at 11 a.m. Eastern is go through our actual live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be ground-up construction loans. Now, here at The Mortgage Calculator, we specialize in non-QM loans and also investor loans and work with investors a lot. So this is definitely something that we're very familiar with here at The Mortgage Calculator. So we'll get into that here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is go ahead and pull up our live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and let's see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right, let me change the screen here. And we'll look at our live rates with our pricing tool here for our team. This will show us the general rates and the APR for today, February 17th, just after 11 a.m. Lots of news this week and last week in the markets. Definitely not so great news for rates, but we'll see what's going on here. We will set up a basic scenario so we can compare the APR across the loan programs. If you'd like a full loan estimate that breaks all the itemized fees down, please get with our team members. We have over 300 loan officers to help you out. So for the demos, we'll set up the same scenario as we always do. We'll set a $400,000 loan amount. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll have the computer find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional first. And then we'll compare that with FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll go into our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, let us know. And USDA is only for eligible properties. If you're looking in those areas, just let us know. So we'll start with conforming conventional as we do every day. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed standard loan, primary occupancy, single family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. For all the demos, we use an estimated credit score here of 760 and an estimated debt to income ratio of 40. So let's check the options today. Oh my goodness. So even for primary now, we're getting the portfolio option popping up. So a portfolio option is an option that is not a true conventional option, uses all the same guidelines. But in this case, because the conventional rates are fluctuating daily pretty significantly, this one is popping up today, just like it does for investments sometimes. 7% rate for 2.125 discount points. It's the APR 7.275. And the first true conventional option here, this next one, 6.99 rate for 2.25 discount points, puts the APR at 7.278. So hopefully we see some more downward movement this week. Everybody kind of panicked a little bit here lately with some of the news, but hopefully we see some improvements. Now, if for any reason our customer doesn't qualify for a conventional option, the next option we want to check out is an FHA option. So we'll set up the same scenario, except this time we'll select FHA. Everything else will stay identical. However, FHA does allow more leniency on credit issues as well as a higher debt to income ratio. So some customers will qualify for FHA that would not for a standard program here. But let's set everything the same so we can compare across the programs. And these came up definitely recently, 6.25 rate, 2.125 discount points, final APR 7.179, right there, just a touch cheaper than conventional as usual in this example. So if our customer qualifies for both, definitely check them out. And if our customer needs to use this, definitely a great option, as this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that does have to be added to and is still actually cheaper than conventional in this one example, but is very comparable in general. So our customers that need to use it, definitely a great option. FHA is great at the moment. But let me switch back to the pricer here. Now, if for any reason our customer doesn't qualify for FHA or conventional, that's where we love to help out. Most other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer. But that's where we love to come in and present our solutions here for our non-QM products, where we have over 5,000 additional products using alternative guidelines. So we'll keep everything identical. However, when we select non-QM, we get a new option where we can change the income type. So if our customer doesn't qualify with full doc, which is 2 years of tax returns, that's what we have to use for conventional and FHA. So if they don't qualify with that, we'll need to take advantage of an alternative here. We have asset related, business bank statements. These investor programs are just for investment properties, so we'll show that later. The personal bank statement 12-month is the most popular. That's what we use here today. We also have RSU, stated income, DOE, 1099, P&L, no income, CDFI, all kinds of variations here. But the most popular is our personal bank statement 12-month, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times when they submit their 2 years of tax returns, they may have write-offs and may not qualify at all, or just may need a little more income to get that home they really want. But we can help them out, no tax returns at all, just our last 12 bank statements, and we'll determine a new debt-to-income ratio of 40% in our example here using just the cash from the bank statements. So most of our borrowers qualify for much more income. So let's check out the non-QM options today. And similar to before, we have 7.25 rate, 2.425 discount points at cost, APR of 7.67. So as usual, we're within a half a point of conventional to use bank statements, which is absolutely amazing. So our borrowers that need that little bit of help, definitely look to our team members here. We have the solutions. And if we scroll down, there's hundreds and hundreds of variations here. Some of these at a little bit higher rates and costs may allow credit events, bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues like that. Also different ways to calculate the income. So please get with our team and they'll find the option that works for you. And let me go back to the pricer and set up our investor demo. So final two live pricer demos we do every day, one for investment property conventional and one for non-QM. So we'll set up the same demo, 400,000 loan, 80% loan to value, 20% down payment. And we'll find the lowest rates for conventional conforming and compare that to our expanded guideline, non-QM options. The government programs, FHA, VA, USDA do not work for investments, so we'll just stick to these two. We always start with conforming conventional. Everything will stay identical. All we've changed here is the occupancy. So let's check these options. I imagine the portfolio option will probably come up here as well. And it is. So again, the portfolio option is using the same guidelines, but isn't sold to Fannie or Freddie, so it doesn't have the adjustments that are required for Fannie and Freddie. So this option squeak in by a little bit on the scale here, 7.125 rate, 3.375 discount points. Finally, APR 7.535. And our first true conventional option, 7.375 rate, 3.25 discount points. Finally, APR 7.78. So definitely recommend our customers to check out the portfolio options and our other non-QM options as well, as these conventional investment rates are getting a little bit crazy here with the fluctuations. So for the final demo, we will set up the same scenario. And this time we will select expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So the first thing we need to pick is our income type. The most popular income type for investments is going to be our DSCR because it doesn't require any income or employment info or documents from our borrower. We simply use the estimated rents from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value, stands for debt service coverage ratio. And if the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property cash flows monthly, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for under one, but we always put 1.5 here for our demo so we can see all the programs. And finally, a prepayment penalty must be selected. So 3 years is what we always select here. We can select no prepay. That will limit what shows up and cost more. And there are some that allow 5 years, which does save some money, but not all programs do. 3 years is most common. That way we can see all of the most common programs pop up here. So let's check out the DSCR options. And as expected, still beating conventional rates. Definitely recommend all of our investors go with the DSCR right now. 7% rate, 3.275 discount points, final APR, 7.502, so smoking conventional today. And there are hundreds of options here as we scroll down. Some may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit issues. Some may allow different ways to calculate the rental income. We have episodes on short-term rental income, tons of variations. So just please get with our team to find the best ones. Now, we get into our demo for today. Let me switch my screen up. One second here. All right. So today we're going to be talking ground up construction loans. So this is for our investors out there. These are for fix and flippers or investors, builders, whatever you want to call them. And these are, just like your fix and flip, highly determined by your experience level. So we do obviously have options for fix and flip and even some ground up options that allow no experience, but those are rare and are going to limit things. So I'm not going to focus on that today. Our examples here, I have two examples of actual deals that I pulled up from our team where I copied the general terms. Obviously, we're not going to put the full deal info in here, but these are quotes that actually went out, updated with the latest rates, and was able to kick out some term sheets here. So ground up construction is where, in example one, we own the land, or our borrower does in this case, obviously. Borrower owns the land and they want to build something on it, right? So they own the land. Maybe they have their permits ready. All of these loans will require permits ready to go, everything planned out, ready to go in order to get the loan. So investor has their land sitting there with permits ready to go. They're ready to build. Now we're going to do a loan. We're going to put the land that's already owned in the loan, and we're going to get the rehab funds to build a brand new home on that loan, on that land, sorry. Now, option two we have in example two is more of probably the traditional of what you're thinking, where an investor is going to go purchase a lot. Hopefully the lot already has some plans and entitlements and all the stuff we need in place. Because remember, we have to be ready to go up to start building. We can't just have land that's going to sit there for a year to get permits, right? So all of these options need to be ready to go. But basically, we're going to purchase a lot, probably in a development, right, that has sewer, electricity, everything ready to go. It's just ready to build, right? So we got a lot. We're going to purchase that. And then we're going to get all of the funds to build the home on that lot, roll it all into one loan. And in that case, we're going to have a down payment, obviously, as we're going to be buying a new property. So those are our two examples here. Remember, this is only for investment properties, and this is only for our investors with experience. You'll see that both of our examples here, they definitely did have good experience. So let me share my screen and we'll get into more details here. So example one was an actual quote that went out for a ground up refinance where the borrower owned a $70,000 piece of land that was ready to build on. And they had a 760 FICO, so great FICO score, and 5 experience, meaning they had 5 large flips or ground up construction projects in the last 3 years, I believe is the cutoff there. And we'll see here that we have a very great interest rate, 11.75. The appraised value of the land was 700, and we ended up getting 382,000. So a little confusing here if you're just looking at that. Let's go into the actual fix and flip analysis. And it is a little funky here because we own the land, so this is a little misleading. But the rest of it does make sense here. So in this scenario, we have an after repair value of $649,000. We're going to invest $517,000 with the rehab funds and the funds from the land we already purchased, plus fees, etc. And that means if we're able to sell it for the value that we think we're going to attain, 649 is what the investor told us, we're going to make a gross profit of $184,000 or 28% here in our return on investment. So all these other figures are coming in based on the different options that we have. So our as is a little misleading because it's a refi, but the loan to cost, the final loan to cost means we're going to get 82.35% of the funds, which was, you see the little pop up there, 382,000, all of the rehab funds. And it's going to be the final, based on the final value of after repair value. And our after repair LTV is based on this as well. So a little bit of different figures here that we use for our fix and flip and ground up. Let's check out some of the other parameters here. The interest only payment is going to be this much for the 12 months that this investor is going to have the loan. This is a 12-month term. There was discount points paid on this. So this quote, this MLO that sent out this quote, put 2 discount points on the fee here in order to buy down the rate. So that's why the rate is so low here. Typically, the rates would be probably above 12 on average. So this was a little bit of a buy down. And some other factors to look at here. The 12-month term I mentioned, underwriting fee, and our broker fee here. So these are all the terms that go in to determine all the values, all the costs are add up, all the fees, all of that stuff, plus the rehab amount goes in to determine all our values. So great example here, our investor, if we do everything according to our plan, what they have planned out, and we're able to attain our 649 after repair value, we're going to make 28% return on their investment. So great investment for this investor. We were able to max out our terms here. Loan to cost typically max out at 85%. So this squeaks in just under the max. The investor is able to get all the funds they need for rehab. Everything worked out on this quote. It was a great setup and very easy to copy over. Now let's go into our ground up with a purchase. So this was a much bigger project and more of your traditional, as I mentioned, ground up as the way people think of it. An investor is going to buy a piece of land for $1 million. That's worth $1 million. So probably a nice big piece of land. And this example was California, right? So land is a little more expensive there. Obviously building homes a little more expensive as well. So in this example, the borrower had a little bit lower FICO and a little bit less experience. And you can see that reflected in the interest rate here. So a few different factors. I'm not sure exactly why the MLO sent it like this, but perhaps that's what the borrower requested, right? So I'm just copying what they had. Two different scenarios for two different borrowers, two different requests. And you can see that there's different ways to slice this up. So on this one, we had a 15.75% interest rate because we didn't buy it down at all either. And we had a little bit lower FICO and a little bit lower experience. We had a $1 million purchase price. We're going to put an initial $100,000 down on the initial purchase, right? We got to put at least 90% on the initial purchase. So that's going to be our initial down payment. And we're going to get an initial $900,000 on the purchase. Then we're going to add the rehab funds to that. So let's go down into where the nitty gritty comes in on the fix and flip analysis. So this one turned out to be a great ROI, which is obviously what the investor is concerned on here, because it had an after repair value of 2.6. With all the numbers, when you put it all in here, the rehab, $1 million worth of rehab plus $1 million in purchase, plus fees, et cetera, ends up being this cost. And the investor is looking at making about $550,000 once they're able to sell it, if they're able to attain their goal here of $2.6 million after repair value. So the as-is LTV, loan to cost here, you see we got even higher on the loan to cost, which is pretty amazing because there is still a good amount of profit here. The ARV, LTV, all these different factors are ways we measure and determine the maximum loan amount. So as these amounts go up and down, the calculators that we have to use to determine these programs will either say yes or no, or reduce the LTV on the initial purchase, reduce the amount of the rehab, etc. So let's go into the numbers here. This is a monthly payment, pretty hefty, but obviously this is a big developer. As its value was $1 million, the developer is going to purchase it for $1 million. They're going to rehab it for $1 million. They're going to end up paying $200,000 in interest if they go the full 12 months. So they probably should definitely get it off their books sooner than later. The total cost here with the interest, with the fees, all that stuff is going to be $2.3 million. And if they're able to attain their ending goal here, they're going to attain almost $550,000. Now, 12-month term, underwriting fee, and broker fee are all in there. So that's how we set up those quotes. Definitely very difficult. And let me switch my screen and show you more of the way that we kick it out to the investor here, which is another way to analyze it. So just to show you an example of the way it prints out when we do a term sheet quote here. So once we're done with all our numbers, obviously we get all the quote in there, we get some initial numbers. And once we get it all into the platform where we can actually issue these loans, this is what pops out, right? So we obviously need to put all the info in here. But you'll see in our first example, we had a borrower experience of 5, the refinance, all of the scenario is put in here, and it lays it all out in more of a chart offer and lays out the loan offer in more of a traditional kind of layout here. So obviously we'll quote it as many times as we can, and then we'll get more into the nitty gritty here. This is what's called a term sheet that we would then send to our borrowers, which is more traditional for your bridge loan, which encompasses both ground up and fix and flip. So we'll quote it with our system. And then once we're ready to proceed, will actually issue a traditional term sheet. So those are the ways we can structure a ground up for our investors.
All right. So it looks like we do have a question that came in here from Manny saying, good morning. Just got quoted 875 on a DSCR with 275 in fees. Does that sound about right? What were we at there?
Yeah, you saw on our show. I mean, I could probably pull it up in my other window again.
I think we were at lower than that, right?
Yes, for sure. But let me pull it up exactly. I still have it pulled up, I believe. Yes, I do. So, for example, I'm not sure your exact scenario there, Manny. Maybe you were, going over the standard 80% LTV that we're quoting. But let me go ahead and pull up our standard quote, and I'm not going to assume any FICO scores. All right, but let me share my screen here. So remember when we went into the DSCR rates, this is the best rate we have for a standard $400,000 loan on a $500,000 property. It was 80 LTV, standard 30-year fixed. And we did put a 3-year prepay on here. So maybe you got no prepay, maybe 1-year prepay, but pretty much standard setup here, we would be at a 7% rate for 3.275 discount points. So you have 2.75 in fees. This would have 3.275 in fees, but obviously a much lower rate. So yeah, we should be able to beat that. But again, if your credit score is lower or maybe there was no prepayment penalty requested, there's a lot of different things that go in here. There's hundreds of different ways to slice this up. So feel free to email us though, Manny. We can quote it just as easy as a couple clicks here, just so you can have something to compare to. So feel free. We would love the challenge.
All right. Well, I don't see any other questions, so I think we can go ahead and wrap it up. Remember, we do this 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through our live rates and then do a deep dive into a topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic for you. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.